NDEs occur more often than medical personnel may realize. Most attitude and personality changes are positive, but some may pose a challenge. For example, many NDEers report mixed feelings about being revived. We don't know how many NDEers unhappy with the prospect of survival don't try hard and succumb in the early post-op period. Van Lommel, for example, discovered that significantly more patients who had a deep NDE died within 30 days of CPR than patients who did not have an NDE. Healthcare professionals who perceive that the patient has experienced death as attractive can better reorient the patient to everyday life. A practitioner can support the post-NDE patient without necessarily espousing the patient's position on the nature of the NDE. NDEs in a materialist framework. Philosopher Grossman found that discussing NDEs with committed materialists is generally a waste of time. Reproducing a snatch of frustrating dialogue, he recalls, "Exasperated, I asked, 'What will it take, short of having a near-death experience yourself, to convince you that it's real?' Very nonchalantly, without batting an eye, the response was, 'Even if I were to have a near-death experience myself, I would conclude that I was hallucinating rather than believe that my mind can exist independently of my brain.'" Grossman reflected later, "This was a momentous experience for me because here was an educated, intelligent man telling me that he will not give up materialism no matter what. Even the evidence of his own experience would not cause him to give up materialism." Materialists seem to think that NDEs cannot fit into a materialist framework, and they must be allowed to be the best judges of that. Nonetheless, there seems good reason to believe that mind, consciousness, and self can continue when the brain no longer functions, and that therefore RSMEs can happen when the brain is clinically dead. But this implies something else, that mind can act in its own right. If so, can mind act on other minds or on objects? Psi, the effect that wouldn't be discredited. These disturbing phenomena seem to deny all our usual scientific ideas. How we should like to discredit them. Unfortunately, the statistical evidence, at least for telepathy, is overwhelming. It is very difficult to rearrange one's ideas so as to fit these new facts in. Artificial intelligence pioneer, A.M. Turing.